This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, we're a week out at this point from Curtains Up, and the scene's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remind you, it's the Geffen. We're doing Proof. And this is before people knew Proof. It's before Gwyneth and Jake sort of solidified what we think of as it. We were still finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got this big scene where we're, you know, we're doing all this math, and it was myself and Mary Louise, and we're Parker, and we're going over it, and we're going over it. And it's not working. It's not working. And my mentor, dear friend, director Charles Nelson Reilly, leans in and says, "Sean, what if you're holding a pen in this scene?"
Hmm.
Now, I stop. "Why?" And he says, "Well, you'll be happy because you'll have something to do with your hand. And the pen will be happy because it finally gets to be in a play."
So how did that evolve into the eventual scene where they're eating salsa?
Yeah. So obviously,
guess pico de gallo, is that what it was?
The pen just didn't read. I mean, like, yeah. We're on stage and we go, "We need something in a bowl."
The back of
but
the house.
But it was the beginning of the solve. I mean, it was much like the subject matter of the play itself, right? Where it was, you know, it was about solving this complex problem.
Eating a plate of salsa.
Yeah. So we said, we need something bigger than a pen, wider. But once I had something to do with my hands, you know, I found the scene and I said, we could put anything in my hand. So then it was a plate. Then the plate was empty. That looked weird. Then we put salsa on it. It was colorful. It was vibrant. It made the audience feel like, hey, something's happening on stage. But then it's like, is he just holding the salsa? No, we'll eat it. We'll eat off this plate. Mm-hmm. And so that really then, you know, was the beginning of this whole thing where obviously the rest is history. The movie's a big hit and everyone still talks about today, you know, the movie Proof, which is based on the play that I did at the Geffen with Mary Louise Parker.
The Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide. The kicking butt, dropping name, the regular life, blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit?
Lecture Hall came back.
Lecture Hall's here.
Woo!
School's in session, lecture
school's
hall.
In session. It's back to school on April 28th.
After spring break, you're back in school.
Yeah.
You remember how he said that thing when he was like, spring break?
Who said
that? Oh, yeah.
Spring break.
The guy.
The guy.
Franco?
The guy in the TJ
Sir
Maxx
Franco?
It's a ringtone? What did you say?
Yeah, it's a ringtone.
It's a ringtone, baby. Spring break, pick up the phone, look at all my stuff. Yeah. So it has been spring break. And as two guests who have permanent senioritis, you've got to be looking forward to summer, huh? It's almost here. Tell me what your big summer plans are and how crazy are you two going to go this time?
I'm going to try cocaine.
Bro, yes. This guy's cocaine.
Feels great.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take ketamine, but the way that they give it to horses, not people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ain't like, going to schwack it.
No. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to go to a vet.
Yeah.
Don't they have a thing that they just put it way in the back of the horses? Like how they stuff a goose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
They've got like a big horse sized sort of syringe looking thing, and they just inject it all the way in the back of the esophagus. And that gets you going where you need to be. Well, that'll be a cool dynamic for you two.
But then if you're on ketamine, who's going to catch Brody?
Oh, when she jumps?
No one.
That's what she wants.
Maybe it's time.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know she was going to. I just meant when she's like going to be running around and stuff.
Yeah, when I get the zoomies.
Oh, I let her do that because she gets tired and then she goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Just another case of the cocaine zoomies.
Yeah. Well, then after I get over the zoomies, I'm going to try cocaine for the first time.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's what I worry. I worry that the cocaine is going to get everywhere if you have the zoomies anywhere near it.
Yeah.
I have a Go-Gurt version. It's called Go-Cane. So
okay.
If you're on the move, it's a much easier way to ingest. I will be ingesting it the way that you know what? I think I'm going to have some Go-Gurt this summer.
Yeah, you're pivoting from cocaine to Go-Gurt.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you really wanted was the Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
Sometimes
but I
you
wanted
realize,
people to think.
Yeah, as you work through, like, and this is why we poke holes in everybody. People come in with, like, sort of like a little bit of an idea, and we just start prodding at it until they kind of hate their first idea and they go, never mind, I'll just eat some Go-Gurt. And I think
you save a lot of lives that way. You save a lot of lives. And also, I'm going to give you guys a huge compliment. You cut through the persona and you go straight to the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true because that's what we care about here.
With me, when I'm in a relationship, I go straight for the purse.
Hayes!
That was really
funny. That's where the money is.
Yeah.
That's making dollars and cents to you.
Yeah, I'll check out.
I'm going for that purse.
What are you going to do with that? You're going to buy so many things like movie tickets and paper clips.
Mm-hmm. Honey, do you have a chapstick in here I can use?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the stationery store.
Are you inviting people to something?
With my stationery? No, nope, I'm thanking everyone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanking everyone for what?
My success.
It's so fucked up because then everyone thinks, wow, Hayes is so generous. He has so much time to express his gratitude. Meanwhile, he's stealing from his own girlfriend's purse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's sick, man. I have to stand.
I don't want to stir anything up. And you guys seem to have an amazing thing going. Not liking each other necessarily per se, but like some other, at least like some dynamic for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But Kevin, we were behind on that, but we couldn't get anyone or something. I don't know. He fucked up in some way.
Yeah.
And Kevin sends a text and he writes, for this Thursday's recording, Sean, could you ask Brody if she's free?
Yeah. So that
there's
was
a,
like,
was, there were a couple
I just
things
say,
about
I'm
it.
So glad you brought it up. I was hoping you were going to bring this up, Hayes. Thank you.
Because first of all, I think I at least, I don't know if I know her better, but I've like seen her more.
Yeah, I feel like I was introduced to Brody like through Hayes, basically.
Yeah.
Even though I'm constantly running whenever Hayes sees me, I've got the zoomies.
Yeah, but you're running, in a very tight circle.
Yeah, you're able to conduct a conversation. You're just basically spinning around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's because one leg is shorter than the other. That's actually me running straight ahead.
But also, like, I don't know. It's just like it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I sat on it for a day and a half.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, one of my favorite
things.
Oh, I'm still sitting on it. I never responded to that question specifically. It wasn't
that's
for
right.
me.
That's right. That's right. My name was in that text, but I kind of let it rest.
Yeah.
And I just turned it over.
But also,
in my head,
I'm also like, Dylan's been in like movies and stuff. Like, let's get Dylan.
Yeah. Well, I just went like, am I being weird in my reaction? Like, let me not text right away. Let's sleep for a little bit.
And this is all due to the simple mention of my name.
Well, I think it's interesting that you brought this up and you're like, who should ask Brothy? Where am, and meanwhile, no,
that wasn't the question. That wasn't the only question for me.
No.
The main question for me was, another
question on the text thread.
Do we only have one spot or something? Because if it's only one, like Dylan's been in like a bunch of like movies.
Been in movies.
Like,
no, I mean, I was thinking Dylan's been in movies.
Yeah.
I have been in movies.
So let's just get Dylan. I assume we only had one spot.
All right. All right. Listen, I know who you're used to seeing on the screen, so let me make this more comfortable for everyone.
Yeah, Brody is kind of behind the camera.
This is what is normally like, is that, I guess, theoretically, Brody's camera is off when I'm watching TV.
But that's not what I responded, right, and said,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we just asking Brody, or are we getting Lecture Hall? Hall's the brand to me.
That's what the team is. When you guys do like your UCB Herald night or whatever, like Lecture mm-hmm. Hall's, that's the team.
Well, probably cage match more likely. You don't just do Herald night. You have to be on a Herald team, which, no offense, I'm not sure that's happening anytime too soon. You actually have to go through the whole program, and then, you know, usually the artistic director assembles the team. You don't just pick, oh, we're a, you know, we're Lecture Hall, we're a package.
Did you forget about cage match? Embarrassing.
No, I remember cage match.
I remember it too. I remember whipping some ass at that.
Yeah.
Winning the cage match.
I used to go rock the vote at cage match.
Vote or die.
And say, this is what democracy looks like.
Yeah, this is what democracy looks like.
Were you responding to my chant?
Did you just want Brody on this? Is that what we're leaving?
No, here? Dylan. Saying over and over. Are you like trying to bait me into the same compliment over and over again? You've been in movies and stuff.
Yeah, you've been in movies and stuff. I haven't.
That's what the reason I'm bringing up is because I thought it was so fucked up and weird that Kevin would suggest that just Brody be on here.
Yeah, no, I'm not like, this is not on you guys. This is on Kevin.
I was tripping on that.
Yes,
yeah, I
sure,
guess take
yes,
it to
let's,
Kevin.
Yes, let's
I
go
thought
back
you were
to
talking
that.
To me. No, talk to Kevin.
Yes, go ahead. Like, yes,
I know.
No,
I feel
sorry.
Good about you guys are fine.
Talk to Kevin.
I feel good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad we're having this conversation. From the bottom of my heart, this was a pure miscommunication. I meant to say both, but then I accidentally remembered that you like hate headphones and might have just like forgot your name or something. But so that's why I kind of left you out. But so maybe if for the next one, you can use Brody's AirPods, and then I would have just you.
Like, when you've been in movies, I have been in a couple movies.
Sure, people bring headphones for you.
You were like, oh, I'm kind of like, somebody has a water, or they're like, we're ready, like, you know what I mean? Like, let me show you where to go. Here's what you need. Here's your props.
Well, they mic you up. I mean, they hide a mic somewhere inside your clothes, so, like, you're not used to having to bring a mic.
I'm not going to bring a mic to set. That's insulting. You know what I mean?
You may be wearing one and not even know it right now.
Exactly. I'm not going to insult you, Kevin, by doing your job for you by having headphones.
Thank you. Well, I think we solved it.
You know, I haven't been in movies. I'm not part of this whole Hollywood world.
Not just movies. You have not been in anything.
I have not been in movies, Hayes. And we're not talking about the. We're not talking about the small screen.
I heard you've never even been in a limo.
Is that true?
Haven't been in movies and haven't been in a limo.
No, because
in a limo,
even to the airport.
You've taken a limo to the airport, Brody.
I've taken. Well, okay. It's not technically. I'm not allowed to call it a limo. We have to call it long car.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Limo's from the limo region.
Yeah.
Limo's, yes.
Yeah. So I'm more of like a woman of the people. This Hollywood kind of coastal elite stuff is, I just don't understand it. So so I'm the kind of person who would bring their own AirPods. Like, I brought my AirPods to the trailer that you guys ordered for me.
And did that have everything you needed? Sorry.
Yeah. Is that the right guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that fit the specs. It looked like what you were asking for, but it just...
Well, yeah. Rosie props up a guitar behind her because she hopes that someone will say, oh, do you know how to play it? Could you play me something?
No, I prop up a guitar behind me because as I was explaining earlier to Sean, this is a threat.
Mm-hmm. It's a threat that you're going to pick it up and play a song.
Yeah, I can, at any point tonight, I can reach back and it's all over for you guys because... All of a sudden, I'm playing the beginning of Blackbird by the Beatles.
And through the power of music now, you have captured our audience. They're under your spell.
Exactly.
We don't have that same ability.
And I single-handedly bring back Radio.
The movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. or The Thing?
The Thing.
Okay.
I haven't seen that movie. I recently watched The Producers.
It's also still around. It doesn't need to be like brought back. Like it's still a movie.
Yeah.
Is that the football one?
I guess Radio still is around too.
Yeah. I think both are still around.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what people. That's
my dad's in that movie. Even my dad's in movies.
Your dad's in Radio?
He was at the big game. They said, ladies and gentlemen, we're filming a movie. It's called Radio. And he's in the crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
So wow.
Insurance gets you.
Even my damn daddy's in the movies.
It's like Dan Bilzerian paying to be in The Equalizer. Kevin Murdoch's dad paid $1 million to be in the crowd shot of Radio.
I was told that there would be a close up of Denzel Washington shooting my beard off. I'm suing the producers.
This is relatable, yeah.
speaking of The Producers, that is exactly what I watched.
That's
last
what you
night.
Watched. I remember you trying to bring it around to that. What's going on with that?
They want to.
The original with Zero Mostel?
The 2005 version.
Oh, okay. Don't know it.
The more recent
the classics.
One. Yeah. I'm not allowed to watch that yet, but it's, you know, it's your classic sort of Hollywood story of Nathan Lane tries to make a flop and he doesn't. He makes a hit. I was kind of hoping this would prompt more from you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't even really had room yet. I had an idea, actually, for what we could all do together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are doing some really interesting sort of smart, innovative comedy stuff, and it's a little bit against the grain. And we've been trying to capture that audience. I think that we've been doing some kind of mainstream shit lately. And I recently found this pretty messed up website that's actually pretty funny. It's called McSweeney's.
Yeah, it's not a website. It's an internet tendency.
Yeah. So I was wondering if you guys, y'alls, could help us do a McSweeney's.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Okay.
I could use some help too. I submitted in 2007. I was rejected. I was told that the piece was funny, but it didn't make him laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know is the bar, of course, for any piece of McSweeney's content. It's got to be making you bust a damn gut all over computer.
Mm-hmm.
Computer is soaked with spit and milk.
I mean, McSweeney's, the MC stands for Menace to Computers. It's Menace to Computers Sweeney's because their goal, actually, their mission is to annihilate.
It's single-handedly keeping the computer industry alive.
Well, because they make them pretty durable. Now, you wouldn't have to buy a new one if you could stay off the damn McSweeney's and stop reading the funny stuff that makes you spit
laugh
out your
so hard
chocolate
you
milk.
Up.
And so I want to be involved in that. I think it could be huge for our brand. And I thought, who's young, who's in touch, who's out there, who's funny, who's got some clever smartness happening. Lecture Hall does. And I thought that after Kevin said, Sean, can you please invite Brothy, by which he meant, of course, both.
Lecture Hall, both.
Then you were like, what if we had Lecture Hall on?
Well, yeah, and then I thought, what
Dylan,
if we do a
Dylan's
McSweeney's?
Dylan's been in movies and stuff, but yeah. Ultimately,
yeah, or Dylan would be great. Yeah, yeah, Dylan would be interesting to have.
Right.
So when I read these things, I go, how the fuck are they thinking of this shit? Like, it'll be like the narrator of the thing is like a box of cookies or something. Like, I don't know what's happening. It's like the last cookie in the box is talking to your hand while you reach for it or something.
I don't know. That's pretty funny.
Can I pitch something on that to make it really pop, to make it laugh out loud funny? Just two words. Nathaniel Hawthorne. Can you fit him into this concept?
Nathaniel Hawthorne. This is why we need you. Okay.
Maybe it's like Elon Musk and he's like back in, but it's like old times. And like he's deciding to buy like I don't want to lose the Nathaniel Hawthorne thing. I want to retain that somehow. But he's buying like the Gutenberg press or something.
Oh yeah, or he's buying just a bird, like an actual bird,
the pigeon that's like sending the messages around.
Like he's just buying the bird, and then like
he's buying a really mean bird.
Yeah, he's buying a bird. He's buying like a foul-mouthed parrot, essentially.
So would this be like letters to entities unlikely to respond? Or would this be like which category would this be in?
Or is this a short imagined monologue? Is this a sim? Are we pulling out the sim card?
It's feeling to me like a short imagined monologue. Am I crazy?
No, because it's the cookies monologue, right? Like it's the cookies or the hand. I'm on the cookie thing still.
We're doing the cookies. We can do the cookies. Can we tie it into like the Florida stuff, like the DeSantis stuff? Like, I just want this to like, I want this to rise to the top of the inbox.
Right. Yes. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like I feel like there's something with like a box of Oreos talking to a box of Hydrox.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
God, shit. I mean, like, I don't even want to, like, I don't want to bring it up. Never mind. Just in my head, I'm thinking, like, so here I was thinking we go, like, super topical, but, like, at some point, you know, I don't know. I almost feel like we could get into, like, decorative gourd territory with this thing.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to like speak that in. It's stupid. It's stupid. But
No. I think that like that's different if you're willing to curse, if you're willing to say things you don't think you should about gourds.
Do we just do that? But it's like about the cookies.
They won't like that one. They won't like that. They won't use it as an example of what to send.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think I got us off track with the cookie thing. Let's start from, as Hayes said, like impactful, topical, like social issues. I think the Elon Musk area was great. I'm trying to think about what else is going on. I mean.
Well, if I may move the goalpost.
Seemed like he was.
No, I'll listen. I mean, you know, it can keep cooking for a little bit.
I mean, look, I'm just excited.
I just
want
us to
really
have like a cadence as we're like, if this is going to work. I understand it's up with Zoom. And
it is hard with Zoom. People.
It's also when you're excited about an idea.
Yes,
and you're,
yes.
And I don't like my idea anymore. And so it's, you know, it was like Russia as like a rude frat guy.
That's funny.
I think that's really funny. You know?
I think like, that's so funny.
Because like, I hate what they're doing. And then
what
I'm
if
like,
it's like
who
the neighbors? Oh, it's
doing?
Like the movie The Neighbors.
Yes. It's the movie The Neighbors. It's the rude frat guys who are living next door.
That's yeah. funny, because you can be like, oh, like Putin's male ego. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that's
well, Putin could make a mold of his dick and sell it as like a dildo and then like raise enough money to like buy the house or whatever happened in that movie.
Right. Like that has a lot to say.
Yeah.
And it's like a hazing ritual is yeah. happening over there. And it's like, excuse me. Hey, just wanted to introduce myself. I'm your next door neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I brought some pecan sandies, like something really specific, you know. Yeah. Now we're yeah. back in the cookies.
And my
area.
Name's Sandy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like yeah. it, just a coincidence. And I just couldn't help but notice you've been making a lot of noise here at night. Mm-hmm. I noticed you've been invading the Donbass region. Right. Like, you know, like, and now we're showing how much we know about the subject, you know what I mean,
but keeping yeah. it in a it, with a lightness that the movie Neighbors
yeah
has already sort of established for us, so it's like it's okay to have a little bit of fun, I think.
And Brody, I noticed that you keep opening your mouth while Sean is talking.
It's because I get really excited
fine to do it, just what... not while other people well, are
okay
speaking.
It's Hayes's responsibility to be like Brody. Sean was talking, but like I want to say like Brody started to say like not to move the goalpost, or that you wanted to move right. the goalpost or something about a goalpost, and then
let's start over. Things got a little tense just now.
Okay, we've
things were said.
Are we just agreeing to start over? We did a lot. We have something kind of going already. I don't agree with that.
The point is, we want to submit something that not only makes one person laugh out loud when he reads his email, but makes the world sort of look at itself in the mirror and say, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here yeah. is what we can fix. And that's all I was going to say.
Okay. I was with you until
The very end.
The here is what we can fix.
Yeah. Or when you were saying that's all you're going to say, I thought, well, she must have more. That wasn't really anything at all.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of...
And for that to be something that you were like opening your mouth for so many
when I
times.
Was talking, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I kind of dipped out toward the end, but I was thinking about like how... Okay, so
it was bad.
It's going to this guy's email, right? Like, how do we get yes. him to open the email? And then I was like, okay, what's...
That part was good.
He's laughing at his email. I was like, this
can't.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we lost it. But I'm saying, like, just taking the part that works, the email part, like, I
feel
like...
Do we just work on the email for now?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, what's important to this guy that we could threaten, that he would want to open?
And that's funny, too, if it's, like, a fake...
Like... Yeah, fake. Yeah, yeah, it's fake.
It's fake, but it's like we're saying like, hey man, like we're, you know, look outside your window right now.
Yeah.
Like that's us in the green car parked up the block.
Like, or just like
publish this funny McSweeney's piece where it's like somebody who doesn't want them to allow library book amnesty because they like had to go to all these crazy extremes, you know, to pay off their library book debt. And it's like the student loan forgiveness thing, but it's just right. about, but, and the book is funny. It's like a Dave Barry book or something.
I almost feel like we're going to end up attaching multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm. I thought of one. What if it's like, I mean, it only works. It's, I mean, seasonal, but it's like, a Valentine from the sun. Just
decorative gourd. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, seasonal's okay.
I mean,
hey, I can't help but notice that, you know, whenever Dylan is trying to
that was affirming.
You,
I was being affirming. I was being supportive.
Well, it did stop what I was saying.
So I'm glad you noticed that. I'm actually really glad that you noticed, because, like, that's actually how collaboration happens. That's how a normal person.
Okay.
Speaks in conversation like this. So yeah, I was being really supportive because I liked your idea.
So it's like, you know, like Valentine's that you might pass out in school. It's Valentine's from the sock at the bottom of your laundry hamper.
Yeah, that has legs.
So just to get back to mine for a second. So I guess it's a short imagined monologue, and it would be like, hey, if you just let everybody bring back their library books, then I'm going to look stupid for selling my kidney so that I could clear out the debt for Dave Barry's Complete Guide to Guys, you know, and then, you know, then I'll look like what I did was unnecessary. And that's not fair to me. You know, that's sort of what that would be. But the Valentine from the sock, you're thinking that the sock is in love with me.
I don't know what they, say. I pitched an area.
It's the seasonal. I don't know. Now I sort of do regret being so supportive, because it's like, you understand that it is seasonal, and yet it is the completely wrong season.
They probably schedule stuff ahead of time. Like, you know, like they know what they're going to do later in the year.
Yeah. Plus we got to give options. We have to give them options, because they're probably going to take all of these. Right. And so then they'll,
so we are attaching, we are good with the idea of attaching
multiple
submissions. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then the email is getting that much more important. You know what I mean? Because like, I don't want to like waste,
well, can we work, you know, on 15, having like
20 different attachments on an email that isn't getting read? And Kevin, I don't hear.
I don't hear any clickety-clack, huh?
Yeah.
I need the clickety-clack. Okay. Can we Kevin work has on...
been, so he's not here. Kevin's been doing a lot of changes, like changing his clothes a lot during the show.
Mm-hmm. What's that about?
He's been spitting up. He makes a mess.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's been trying his hardest to do a one man show, and he's sticking with the costume changes, but everything else has kind of gone.
We're all kind of doing that. We're all kind of doing like a one man show.
Aren't we all sort of doing our one man show?
Yeah.
Aren't we all kind of doing our one man show in a way?
One of you makes a really good point.
This week on the Patreon, the boys continue their screenwriter session. Carl and Hassan discuss The Perfect Birthday, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these shows and the video for today's episode with Lecture Hall at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So the email, is it like, if you ever want to see your parakeet again...
The specific is sublime there, Hayes. If he has a parakeet, like, perfect. If
all the better. All the better.
The fuck?
All the sweeter.
Wait, I'm reading this and I have a parakeet. Oh no, but I'm not. I don't have one. What the fuck? I gotta keep reading this one. Sublime.
And then the actual text is like, you know, what do we say at the time? Whole... Like some, not like something normal. Like,
well,
something...
I think, right. Well, I think like this kind of grabby headline where it's like, hey man, we can do the marketing piece, but check it out. We've also got the goods when you get in the body.
So that could be, I almost wonder if that, they like, we got to have lists. We need lists in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like a piece of a list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Okay.
Yes,
we are going
sorry,
back to
I
that.
Didn't,
okay.
I think
there is something there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like top 26 scarlet letters. Damn alphabet.
And it's just different letters of the alphabet in like a funny
order.
All
in like written in the style of the...
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
That's conceptual. I didn't go to college. That's fancy. That's funny.
That's funny. That's funny even for me who, you know, doesn't always get stuff.
No.
Right.
You just came up with, you just said all that stuff about Snoop Dogg and gas prices.
It wasn't so much stuff. Yes, but it was gas prices.
The commonality of them being high, but you know, definition wise, they are both taking different ones.
Is number one A?
I like where your head is. I like where your head is. I don't think it has to be.
Well, I think like the twist of the piece like starts. Like it would number two, like number two is like P or something like that.
Well,
you know? Well, no. Okay.
Yes.
In the, I mean, you all know this, but just being being three of the sort of most prolific stand-up comedians in the country right now, you know, you'll want a rule of threes, right? So I say AB, and then
A,
something,
number two is B. So we're going all and then that something, far
okay.
down
oh,
the
now
road
I know
way.
What to expect.
Yes.
Number three is fucking
Rockabye Baby until 3J.
Shh, it's okay, sweetheart. Get comfy.
I think you guys
sublime.
Are right. I think you guys are correct. I think you're being so funny. I think this is the move. I just want to throw out, what if it spells something out?
Dylan, no. What would it spell?
I don't know.
Something with
know.
All 26 letters each used once? You think that if you have a way to do that, I just want to watch you cook.
Oh my God. I mean, it's going to take me a while, but I could.
Okay. But you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it'd be funny.
You can do that with no college at all?
No high school.
No high school or college?
No.
Okay, well, then, yeah, that might give you the kind of outside-of-the-box approach. Yeah.
Like a Daniel Johnson-esque.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of it in terms of, like, I'm looking at the letters and going, no way we can use all 26 without any repeats.
Right.
And spell anything, certainly anything meaningful. I'm working on it, though.
Got it as well.
Yeah. Because I love the
one
area.
A, two B.
When we go A B,
three,
I'm like
J, and then do back to C for four.
Yeah, that's exactly yes.
Wait, five
I thought they got off this.
Five were all the way down to Z, and now I'm like,
now anything can happen.
Yes,
anything.
Now I'm just along for the ride.
And we could still have, we're reserving the right to put LMNO right where they go.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, hey,
yes.
Wait, I'm back in a little bit of a groove before I get fucking yes. clobbered by like a Q.
Well, something just so special about this is, you know, that story of when Gene Wilder makes the decision to kind of seem like he's wobbling on his and on
he
his cane.
He feels
and he
like
does
he's a
perfect,
frail old man, and then he
yeah,
does the somersault.
What a choice.
And,
perfect.
Yes.
What a choice.
And it tells you because everything you need to know about that man right in that mm-hmm. moment.
Right in that moment, which is you cannot trust anything.
Mm-hmm. Everything is on the table, totally unpredictable.
Lying man,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That is what we are doing.
Playful, dishonest, whimsical, mm-hmm.
yes.
a little dangerous. Mm-hmm. That choice is what we need to find with this letter order. And Dylan, any progress on the word we spell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm working on it. I think by the end of the episode, I'll have it.
Okay, we'll check in with you then.
I do want to get back to the introduction
email?
To the email.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if it's like, to whom it may concern? And
that's you,
by
dummy.
The time we're done with this email, it might concern many. Or like, you know what I mean?
That
something
is
like.
Great.
Okay. I forget what I said. I kind of had like a thing.
We can go up and down. No, like I'd like the idea of going up and down. Because to whom it may concern, very formal, that's you, dummy. Like, we're you know, speaking more in the
colloquial.
And
yes.
We're on the
yeah.
docks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I throw something out there? Mm-hmm. Maybe it isn't just the one email.
A lot
no.
of emails.
No.
The suggestion.
You know, one can be formal, and then one can kind of be playful.
A weatherman mm-hmm. calling for a blizzard. A little bit of an email storm heading localized entirely in your inbox, my friend.
School's out.
Yes. If we sent all the messages just like in the subject lines, so you have to scroll, you just scroll through your inbox and you're reading all these pieces.
That's a piece within itself. Mm-hmm. That's a piece. That structure is a piece.
The headline of the piece is "Help! I'm trapped in the subject line."
That
That and isn't this how we live now? Isn't this like how that evocative is that?
That's stuff about working from home is really funny.
Aren't you supposed to be doing the other thing?
The word.
Aren't you supposed to be doing that?
Aren't you working on that project?
Oh, me?
Yes.
I can't contribute. Okay, no, I'm not going to get there.
Can you? You tell me. You tell me.
I said that to stall to buy time. I'm not going to get there.
Okay, not going to check in at the end of the episode.
No, I have an element.
Love it if you have something. Love to be surprised.
You didn't go to middle school either.
No.
She's losing years.
No, I didn't. I just didn't say no high school, no middle school, no elementary school. I mean, like,
You didn't go to you just said you had an elementary school education, but not there.
I have an education. Like, I made it through half of second grade and then I was like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good, not great.
No.
I love this working from home area.
Yeah.
Because we are all trapped inside the email subject.
Right.
Does it? That's what the Zoom box feels like, right?
I mean, here's an area for us to work with. Is that a
can
Zooming?
I just talk, can you hang on to this? Hang on to this.
Yeah, I'll hang on to it.
It's taking Kevin a really long time to change. If there's like, if it's like a head in a pants leg situation, I do just want to check in.
We want to know if we need to call anyone to head over there and get him unstuck because. Unfortunately, he doesn't have any scissors in his house, and so we need whoever goes to stop at a Joann Fabrics as well first, so that they can remove him. Because the way he gets wedged in there, where it's like, I mean, last time his head and his arm were through a sleeve hole, and then the sort of torso hole was wrapped over that. So he would have been in a bad way if we didn't.
I'm sure, like, and then you start freaking out and you start flailing your arms around.
He makes it worse and worse. Yep. Yes. But you're okay, Kev?
I'm back now. My head was stuck.
Oh.
Your hair looks a little fucked up.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about?
I look randy.
What were you thinking about in the sleeve?
Just when I'm going to die.
What did you figure out?
Really soon. At the time, probably. It's what you were thinking.
Yeah,
right?
When you're in there, you go like, could be any moment.
Yeah.
You know, you're cutting off the oxygen to your brain.
Everything got dark quick.
Well, that was the
because my eyes were closed?
Well, no.
But if they were, that's also part of it, but... Yeah.
I have a McSweeney's pitch. Do you want to hear it? It might be a little too topical. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I'm sorry if any of you are learning this for the first time. RIP comedy. James Corden announces he's leaving the Late Late Show.
So it's a eulogy for comedy.
Yeah.
This is real?
Maybe it's the epitaph on comedy's gravestone, right?
Are you joking or is he leaving...
He's leaving the Late Late Show. James Corden
is he getting
bumped up to the big chair?
Doesn't seem like it.
He's leaving more prominent talk show. Although, would his brand even play any earlier? It's so dangerous.
It's pretty dark stuff. That's why it's Late Late.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with my kid turning on the television at 11:30 and seeing some of what he's willing to put out there. Some of those insults they're doing on those mics.
You know what? Maybe it's good that it's ending, but it's at its peak. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's good that it's ending now.
I just hate seeing you just like run through. All these different
the
responses to this. Mm-hmm. I'm comforted by the knowledge that this is not true. James would not leave us with the world at war in our darkest moment when we need him more than we ever have. And that's quite a bit.
Okay, here is my new McSweeney's pitch. is Zelensky and Putin doing carpool karaoke together? Okay. What does that look like?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I bet, I mean, Zelensky would have to be a little funny. He was a comedian.
Is it one of those like
Weird Al?
Who's in the car first?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you. Like usually it's like someone's in the car and they're doing carpool karaoke and then someone else comes in.
Is it one of those who's in the car first?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic.
It's got to be one of those who's in the car first. No. Who is
you know what
in
it
the
is?
Car first?
You know what it is? Is it's not carpool karaoke. It's, and this is a little edgy, tank pool karaoke.
Tank pool.
Okay. Karaoke. So probably Putin's driving around in his tank.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hey, look, somebody needs a ride. And then Zelensky gets in. And
yeah.
And they're like, awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then is there a song that like could talk about like the awkwardness or like what's the right
maybe
song
he's saying
for them
maybe
to
they
do?
Sang Forget You, CeeLo's Forget You.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm driving around town with a dictator,
yes.
And I'm like, forget you. Yeah.
And they like put their fists up at each other.
And yeah. Then he's like, hey, come on. That's interesting. So that's definitely McSweeney's piece.
Maybe they sing For Good from Wicked.
They sing what?
They sing For Good from Wicked.
Oh, I was going to say Senorita by Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm. It's Camila Cabello, but but that's good.
But that's a great
Senorita's
song.
Senorita's a good choice.
Senorita could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. We didn't start the fire, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There has got to be
yes,
a pandemic version.
We didn't start the fire. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yes, you did. Yeah, no, pandemic version of We Didn't Start. Well, that's its own. I mean, that's its own piece.
That's its own piece.
Modernize We Didn't Start the Fire, just like to the tune of We Didn't Start the Fire, and it's We Didn't Start the Dumpster Fire, which is basically what this
holy shit
freaking whole country has been like since about no forever now.
Oh, Kevin, it's until summer 2023.
But we have to sit with that for a year.
No, this is James knowing exactly how long we need
yes
to adjust to this news. In 15 months of sitting with this, that's when I'll be ready to say goodbye.
He's going to do funniest stuff now, though, because he's
yes
like, I don't give a shit
nothing
anymore
to lose. Oh, now absolutely
God,
I think
yes
every 3 months he's gonna like he's gonna do the show one less day a week.
That's what happens with all
he's
those
gonna
guys
phase
yeah
out.
That's what they
start
do
to yeah mm-hmm. But he'll be doing the most edgy out there, all the shit that he was a little too afraid, the most like off the rails, like wild stuff. He's gonna go, you know what? What can they even do to me? Because I never saw this as James's final destination, honestly. As much mm-hmm as I've loved him, you know, existing in this box, you can't keep him in a box. I mean, mm-hmm, that's what makes him
that's
James
the thing. That's the thing about him is it's everything, right? It's acting, it's singing, it's driving. He can do it all.
No, he's triple threat. He's mm-hmm triple threat.
The car's going to have such little gas
bye
at one point.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.